Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you know why this show is going to track with people today? I'm going to offer you a compliment here.
Thank you.
The show is going to track today because we're getting a lot of the real Rob. We're getting really the inner cookie of you today on the show. And I know the listeners are going to love that. I say that to you free of any hesitation, but I also will top it off with the fact that it makes me a little nauseous.
And I was doing some math, Mike. If you're down 85 pounds, you've lost 3% of your body weight.
That's it. Absolutely. Isn't that amazing? It's really, really amazing. I can now actually fit into the car.
Bless your heart.
And they tell me because I give them a test. And I realized early on during my goddom that, you know, people have trouble.
Yeah.
People have trouble even forming a basic sentence. That means they can hardly read.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
This is a bit awkward because, hi, it's Rob Spiewak and it's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can see it up there in the corner over there. And, Mike's not here. I guess we're just losing people one at a time, but I'm here. And I think that's what's important. So welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We have a lot of stuff to discuss today.
Rob.
Hello?
Rob, you know who this is.
It's
time that we had a chat.
Is it Morgan Freeman? Morgan?
No, Rob, it's not Morgan Freeman, it's God.
Oh, okay, because yesterday we had a different God.
You didn't speak to God yesterday, you spoke to Larry King.
He told me he was God.
He is not God, I am the deity, and I wanted to wish you the very best of luck.
Would it be too much to ask for a blessing on this show?
A blessing?
Yeah.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Exactly.
By God.
By God, yes.
By God. You know, things change. Life moves on. The important thing is how you handle adversity. And I would just like to throw my blessing upon those listeners and participants in the Mike O'Mara Show. A show that I have always found to be quite fine. A show that is like a fine wine. Thank you to all the participants, all the listeners, and all the new people. Like the great and powerful Oz.
Are you familiar with his work?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. I just wanted to say, you opened up a portal yesterday when you spoke with Larry King. A portal that will result in dead celebrities calling you on a regular basis.
Now, is this, God, I need to ask you something. Is this something we should be happy about, or is this like a Jumanji thing?
I'll tell you how it works.
Okay.
People have been praying to me for quite some time. People have been praying to me for Mike O'Mara to do his impressions once again.
I don't know if it's a prayer as much as it is a request.
No, they've been praying for it, Rob. Don't dispute God.
Sorry, dude.
But they've been praying for Mike O'Mara to do more impressions. So, at a certain point, you know, I know what's in everybody's mind.
Everybody's what?
Mind.
Oh, okay.
Last night I was thinking about this, and I was having a glass of wine. It was what I like to refer to up here in heaven as wine time.
I didn't know that God drank.
Oh, I drink like a fish. Absolutely. Yeah.
Is there a chance someday that I'll be able to drink again, God?
Yes, when you come up here, all the water will be turned into wine.
But, that's a good trick. You're a hell of a magician.
But not down there. Mike needs you.
No.
He needs
you
be healthy so your liver won't explode. Anyway, back to what I was saying.
Wine time.
Mike was thinking to himself, and of course I saw his thoughts because I see everybody's thoughts.
Does your wine time jive with Mike's wine time?
Mike's wine time can be any time, even in the morning before the show.
I was going to say, sometimes even right now.
Really, really early. Anyway, back to it.
You
realize that many of the people he does impersonations of are dead.
Yes,
dead as a doornail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's classic time when he does the impressions of people who are dead. That's exactly what it is, Rob Spiewak.
I understand, God. Now, when you're up there in heaven, is it like is it cloudy and fluffy like you see in the movies?
It is a sea of fluffy clouds. And I like saying that Come over here and see my fluffy clouds. Nothing quite like a nice fluffy cloud. And I have a throne in one of the fluffiest, biggest clouds you can ever imagine. All my minions and angels and archangels have smaller clouds, but mine's the biggest.
Well, you're the big guy up there.
That's right. And of course, there are people from all different walks of life.
Like
people
what?
Who are scholars, people who are illiterate. And they tell me, because I give them a test. And I realized early on during my goddom that, you know, people have trouble.
Yeah.
People have trouble even forming a basic sentence. That
they
means they can hardly read.
I know that, God, you like to stick to the Ten Commandments, but
yes.
Doesn't your 11th commandment really have to do with literacy?
Thou shalt not kill. Thou
right,
shalt not steal.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife.
Right.
Thou shalt not. I'm out.
I know. Well, I mean, they're all written down for you. You don't need
kill, steal, covet.
Yeah, that's true.
Take the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah, and false
images.
I don't
have a problem with that one. I'm fine. What's the other one?
I think isn't there false images? Thou shalt not.
False images.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
False images. AI.
Oh, yeah. How do you feel about that?
I think it's just fine. I think technology is a great, great thing, but I'm running out of material, so I think it's time to move on. But
all right.
I'd like to wish you and everybody associated with you, including the great and powerful Oz. I know who it is, by the way.
Yeah.
I won't share it now. What would be the point?
Right.
I don't need to do that. It'll come out soon enough.
You know, God, he actually issued a short statement.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, here it is. Let me go to the tape.
Who rang that bell?
There he is. Thank you. On that note, have a good time.
Thank you, God.
Have fun. And we'll see you on the other side.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show on a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday in sunny Southwest Florida and in the nation's capital up
it's
here.
Warm up here. It's like Lees it's going to be Bergian. Like 70 today. So well, I mean, you know, we're above
time.
The temperature. It is.
It's you know, you're getting into the springtime. Glad to have you along on a Wednesday program. And once again, it has continued where I have to share my gratitude for the people who have been kind enough to reach out, and including the one individual who last night said, Mike, if you're looking for the real hatred on Facebook, you're going to have a tougher time. You might want to go to X or to Reddit find the real. And I said to myself at that particular moment, I said, do I really want to do this or maybe
you
got to
be in the right frame of mind to go to do that kind of mining. And I've
do
done
you
it.
Find have you done it and have you done a dive on X or Reddit
no,
to find
I,
some of our hatred?
I hate to really emphasize my stupidity because I feel I put it on display every day anyhow, but I have a hard time navigating X. I can check it, but it's all retweets and this guy goes here and I just...
You sound 85 years old.
I don't like navigating it.
That's what old people do. That you sound like my mother, God rest her soul, when she said, I don't need a computer.
Well,
She refused.
I need a computer.
I know you need a computer, but I mean, that's the X is something, you know. Rob, if we're going to continue this venture, I need you to become more adventurous in
Mike,
your life.
I'm so great at Facebook and the
you
gram
post all
and
our
TikTok.
Social. You post
yes.
our social media. You're the guy that does that.
You know what? I will go into X, and sometimes if I'm tagged, I will read it. But if I'm not tagged, I don't know to look for it. So
I'm feeling guilty right
now. It's not my go-to.
I'm giving you a hard time, and for
time.
The longest time.
Time.
Time. Time. Don't sound like the impression.
No, please.
For the longest time, way back when, during the Ronick years, I was linked by Facebook to Twitter.
I remember. Yes.
So I never, ever dealt with it. That's mm-hmm. it. Excuse my burp. But I mean, that's the whole, I can't say I don't know what you're dealing with, because I kind of do. I don't deal with it. What makes the platform, Twitter now X,
right,
different than, say,
okay,
the Book of Faces? And are you having trouble with it because you just like familiarity? And
I do like familiarity. Like, you know that. So I just opened up X. You see, I do have it on my phone. I do have an account. And I have my little bio and my picture and the whole deal, and I set it up. But you go through, and, like, for example, this one says,
we're going to sound so old.
No, no, no. I'm just as old as I am. This one, it just says $23 on StubHub, by the way. And then there's a link. And I don't feel like if I see that, I should have to go chasing it. I want the stuff to be given to
me. So if you wanted to see hatred right now on the fly as we do this,
right,
about this show, about Mike O'Mara's show,
yes,
could you put something in there that would lead you to something that might be horrible? Because that,
I'll search,
you know, it
Mike
might be
O'Mara.
More less painful for me, and we might be able to get away with it right now if you were able to find some of the hate. And I just want you to know, I will not blame you,
right,
if it's really, really cruel.
Okay, I'm searching Mike O'Mara in X, formerly Twitter. And
hey,
so I think.
Can you tell we're taping it an early hour now?
How are your allergies down there?
I don't deal with allergies. I'm cool.
It's nasty up here. It'll tell you what. All right.
So
Mike
you
O'Mara.
Are. How are you going to? Are you just putting it in a search engine up there? Because we'll see.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay. This one says, Mike O'Mara tried to clap back at the media and protesters, but he may want to leave that to the pros.
What the hell is
that?
So
watch out. I don't know.
What do you mean clap back?
Oh, you know
what? Wait a minute. Are you talking about the representative for the police union?
I just figured that out.
Who is obviously a much more significant presence than I am on X.
Yes.
That's exactly what it was. You got to put in Mike O'Mara's show.
Okay. How about this? Right. Hey, Junks Radio, any plans to have Mike O'Mara on the show to talk about the Giants at the Commanders game?
That's old.
It is
old. That's got to be ancient.
Yeah. Maybe our listeners.
Where's the new?
I'm finding the new right now. I'm putting in Mike O'Mara's show and searching. Now,
hey,
I didn't
Oz,
plan those.
Oz, and Oz will have limited commentary. Oz, does he know what he's doing?
Oz, you can say something.
Oh, Oz probably has to have a camera shot when he. What's that?
I'm searching as well and not finding anything.
All right,
on Reddit or Twitter.
All right, Rob, go to Reddit. Go to Reddit.
Hey, I found your picture.
Can't find anything there either.
Oh, there's my publicity photo.
Yeah, and it says that
really needs to be updated now. I'm going to get one done. I'm going to get one. You know what? Have you seen the offers that they have for do your headshot? Have you seen those that are all over social right now?
Uh-huh.
I might take advantage of that. Do you know anybody that's done that? That's available.
No, I don't know anyone.
That particular software.
I don't know that. I think that we should, in this day of AI, engineer one together because, you know, we do the show together.
I think it would probably be you do yours, I do mine, and then we combine the two.
Well, what
because,
if
I
we
mean, we're not in the same room together, so it
but
doesn't
what,
really
that's
work.
That's what I was thinking. But, Mike, what if, God forbid, we wear the same outfit?
What did you say?
What if, God forbid, we wear the same outfit? I mean, I guess, you know.
What forbid?
God forbid we wear the same outfit. I guess we could.
Hello, Rob.
Oh, hi, God. How are you?
Did you call me?
Yeah. Can you help me with something?
No, I'm busy. Go back to your show.
No, it's easy.
I said no.
Okay, we'll speak later. So, okay, what if, heaven forfend, we wear the same outfit for the publicity shot? It would be awkward.
We
should at least coordinate.
Clothing. We don't say, we never wear the same clothing. That's
what? Well, you weren't thinking of renting a tux?
Partially insulting to me when you say that, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm doing cash today, but this is me, cash. You're wearing, what is that, like a Hawaiian shirt? Is that what it is?
This is a Hawaiian shirt, yes. A solid blue polo Hawaiian shirt.
Is that
shirt.
A dress shirt? Is
Are
that
you
one
blind?
Of those, is that one? I can't see because it's a dark blue.
It's a PK polo.
Yeah, we don't know. I think if we do it, I'll try it first and I'll let you know how it works
out.
I'll do it
Very
this
good.
Weekend.
All
I'll try it over the weekend and see. So somebody reached out to me with the wonderfully kind things that are sending love out to me and to you and to Oscar, and that is truly appreciated because as I said, and I want to reiterate it if you didn't get a chance to hear me talk about it, even when he does things, you know, annoying things like he did yesterday, I have to say that, and you know what I'm talking about.
Sure. Right?
Yeah. I have to say that I don't harbor malice in this situation. I have before. I really have. Am I sad? Am I still angry a little bit? Yeah, very much so. But not the same kind. I'm not throwing that away. So when people reach out, that makes me feel good when you are saying nice things and kind things about the show and that you're going to continue to support the show and that you say something about somebody that we worked with for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. I didn't go into great detail about it, but I've written people back because the concept of that is you don't really need that under normal circumstances, but when things are going a little sideways, you do. And it's just people, I really have to say that to me is people taking time out of their busy day to share with me something that is from their heart and keeps me chugging along. I've always said that on this show, the best thing you can tell me is that we've been there to entertain, distract, take your mind off things during a difficult time you've gone through.
That's what I feel. I mean, when I look back over it all, I haven't done that much good stuff. But that is something I value.
What does that mean, you haven't done that good stuff?
I mean, like, my life has not been horribly beneficial to the ultimate outcome of the world. I've not invented anything or anything like that. But when someone reminds us that what we've done has made their life easier, that's great. Oh, yeah, and two kids. But I really do
I mean, really, right
that's,
there.
That's my greatest accomplishment right there.
That's why I think that people that bring children into the world and don't involve themselves in their lives, and it's tough when you go through a breakup in the, you know, in the personal sense as well. As you know, many of you know, I'm not new to breakups of any kind.
No.
But the fact that I have a relationship with my daughters from a previous marriage is very good. And the fact that I've been able to, you know, let's make not mince words about it, get a do-over in life is, you know, last night, I got to tell you, man, I'm all in to him and his world and his jokes. And it was all him yesterday for me.
He's at such a good age for that.
He's at a good age and he's beginning to share with me things that I am not really totally tracking with. Have you been aware?
Like X?
No, not X. But there's a meme floating around, and I have no idea whether you're aware. I bet you won't be aware of this.
All right.
There is a LeBron James meme that is the song You Are My Sunshine, and it is just flooding the internet with different versions. And usually involving LeBron James' face.
Okay.
And it's different styles of music. It can be mariachi band. It can be hip hop. It can be techno. It can be Bob Marley.
I was going to ask, any old school versions of the song?
It's all versions of the song that are in that genre of music.
Right.
And Michael, my son, my 10-year-old, thinks this is the greatest thing in the free world. And after about the ninth one, I said, okay, we're walking into the house yesterday afternoon, after I picked him up from school. And he said, Dad, look at this one. I said, Michael, I'm happy for you. I'm happy, but I've seen the last one. I don't need to see another one. And then the one he played that was interesting, apparently this is happening, and I hope I get this right, the road at venues where LeBron is playing. And I think if he screws up, it's either if he does well or screws up or maybe both, that they all will start singing You Are My Sunshine. I don't know how it developed.
You
can look it up.
Weird.
I don't know. I don't know how LeBron and You Are My Sunshine got connected, but I'm sure there is a decent reason for it. And my kid is showing me 10 of these memes that are floating around out there, and it's interesting to me. It's fascinating to me. It will fascinate you.
LeBron explains this. Could they give you more pop-ups? Hold on one second. About why it's happening. And then they list all the lyrics, so I guess you can play, play along. LeBron James' NBA career began 16 years before TikTok started to gain worldwide popularity, but the Lakers have lasted long enough to see him become a star on the social media platform. He went viral in recent weeks because of the song "You Are My Sunshine."
Okay.
Are widely circulated, seemingly paying tribute to the legend. So it seems to be praise.
It's praise. And it's funny, and you never know what's going to click. You never know what's going to make people get into it. And in my case, I don't know if it's what the age range, what's that?
I think that Oz is bringing up an example for us to see, but there was
You Are My Sunshine.
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems to be a tribute to him, and not as they would sing it when he does bad, unless they're singing it ironically.
Well, it doesn't matter, because when he finds joy from something like that I think is completely innocent, it's so much fun. And then, his schedule as he winds down his school year is pretty intense. They're having a lot of tests at school right now, and he's very active in his Pop Warner football.
Right.
And let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make me a bad dad to enjoy seeing the coach rave out on the kids a little bit?
Does that count for all kids, or
it's a coach on the football field getting frustrated? In this case,
is this the one who called your son a beast?
Yes.
Okay, so you like
loud,
the coach.
Tough, fair. That's how I would describe. I'm a huge fan, because the organization of this, I think it would rival high school programs the way they
them
pretty
prepared
advanced. for games, but. There was a little issue with the kids getting down into a three-point stance and getting set.
Right.
Because they got penalties called on them on the weekend, because there's just way too much. You know, this is 12 and under. These are little kids that are still twitchy and jumping around and doing all that stuff. And he finally got pissed, and it was laps. And he did it four times, made him run a lap.
Mike,
I was delighted.
There is no reason to be ashamed of that, and here's how I would interpret it, is that you're seeing discipline and the benefits of discipline without any of the downsides of discipline, which is, it's a drag to discipline your kids. You don't want to do that. You don't want to be the villain. So you've got yourself an alternate villain to yell at your children.
The way it went down, for football fans out there, is the kids on primarily the offensive line, well, it doesn't matter with the defensive line, the offensive line was not getting set. We got called on penalties, and these are big boys.
Right.
And the idea of getting down into that position for some of them isn't all that comfortable. And they kept screwing it up. And so you would hear the coaches say, "That's it. Take another lap." And then as they were starting to take their lap, you would hear the some of the skill position guys that were screaming. So it'd be like, "Take a lap." And then you hear the kids going, and they're all chirping at each other. And I was just sitting with another dad, and we were grinning, because that's what, you want to see them kind of – it's football. It's a tough situation. That's what
was
I like.
Was it the situation where young player would yell at another young player for screwing up, and then the other guy had to run laps because of his error?
No, it was collectively someone on the line, whether it be a tight end or one of the offensive linemen, would move, and they call it pretty regularly in this division.
Right.
Yeah, there are different degrees of flexibility in this Pop Warner football program, where as they get older and older, more responsibilities come into play. They cut them less slack in certain divisions, and so this was the coach collectively saying, "Everybody take a lap, because these kids are messing up." And then you would hear the peer group pressure for the kids that would be screaming. And on the fourth lap, I mean, they were screaming at whoever had messed up. But it's
that's a good chance for the team also to coalesce. We're all screwing up.
Yeah, I totally agree. And they're a good bunch of guys, and it's fun. This will all change if they lose the game this weekend.
Yeah,
but
But Mike, I know it's effective, because when you used to make me run laps,
yes,
it always made me try harder.
Did you and I race at any point? I know we had a hockey.
No, I only think it was the hockey thing. I would never.
I think Frank Murphy. I might have raced.
How did you do?
I don't know. I don't remember. I mean, there was at the old studios of WJFK in Fairfax. There was
AVA
a sidewalk
for Frank Murphy, though.
Yeah, it would be AVA. I ran. I back in the days where I could run.
Yeah.
That sounds so pathetic.
Well, no, Mike, here's what's more pathetic when I say this. I'm not a good runner. never have been. And so I would not open myself up to that. And well, you know what? I've passed it along, sadly. Robert, who is athletic and coordinated, also not a good runner. That's sad.
I think that ultimately, you know, when you do the stuff I've done with my body, where I've got some bionic parts, the running was, it was made very clear to me that the, you know, the idea of being a sprinter, you know, I can do a lot of different things. I can certainly jog. I can certainly get out there and run for exercise. But as far as the idea of participating in anything that would be like a, you know, a flag football or something like that, what I really, as I mentioned yesterday on the show, what I look forward to getting into will be the, I told you about the guy that was incredibly fit yesterday that I played golf with. Did I mention that on the show?
No, you did not. I don't think so.
He was talking about this guy, I think, is in the late 60s, probably.
Okay.
And this dude is like you would see in what we think are fake ads in the back of a magazine. That's how in shape this dude is.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was talking about when he was able to take it to a different level. And even you, with your desire occasionally to be physically fit.
Right.
You might benefit from this because you are not a spring chicken anymore either. He was talking about the, and it's been around for a long time, the slow rep weight training.
I've heard about that.
Go into a gym, they do three sets of like 12 to 14 reps and say it's a bench press and they're on the bench press and they go one and two and two. This is take the weight, doesn't matter what the weight is, but what you have to do is you go 8 seconds up and 8 seconds down. And
I would
the
think
failure,
in my head, the down would be the hardest part.
Probably. It's the resistance that you have. And this guy said, and I'm talking about a guy you listen to when a guy looks like this. He was gorgeous. And he said that that changed the level. He was surprised by it because he's lifted weights is all. And this is another guy that's kind of an overachiever.
Yeah.
Where he said for since he was, this is the true story. I can't believe I didn't talk about this yesterday. Since he's been 15 years old.
Yeah.
He wakes up in the morning, he rolls out of bed, and he does 100 push-ups.
I do
every morning.
That's
Isn't
ridiculous.
That amazing? When
it
you
is.
Think about that he's had that. And he said he did it up through his 60th birthday. And now he does, you know, several times a week, he does this kind of weight training. And the guy was, you know, it's obviously a thing for him.
Did you ask if you could watch him work out?
It's not that good looking.
No, he's not. Still celebrity he most resembles in the face?
Oh, wow.
Be kind.
Anthony Hopkins. Sorry. That's the people that I hang out with.
100 push-ups, Clarice.
That's the people that I hang out with.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, you know, maybe from the neck down, he's beautiful.
Right. I did take him aside.
Yes.
I did take him aside afterwards, and I said to him,
We see you. We hear you. And we stand with you.
That must have meant a lot. It must have meant a lot.
That's good. I'm playing with my soundboard now. I'm getting to do things that I just do willy nilly. Hey, everybody!
Oh, I love
good
it.
Morning.
TMOS.
Thanks. I love that jingle, by the way.
It's great.
So it's just it's encouraging to see somebody that is into that, and it's encouraging to see my kid do participate in a sport where, unlike Little League Baseball, where I wouldn't say at the youth level of 10 years old, the fitness element, the discipline element is all-encompassing. But at Pop Warner Football, at least the one down here, there is part of that, and they do laps at the very beginning. It's a lap around the whole football field. If they don't like the way they run, they do another lap around the foot.
I guess it's a quarter-mile track.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a football field, Rob.
Well,
it's just a football.
I mean, I'm trying to think if it's 100 and 100 yards and 100 yards.
And I don't want to brag.
I bet it's more than that.
I don't want to brag, but my kid, like he did when he was in the other division in the fall, he leads the pack. It's his thing.
That's great.
He likes being the first one to come in after the lap, which means he hustles his ass off. And I'm proud of him the way he does that. But, you know, getting your kids in, because a lot of parents have said to me, wow, you got to be a little freaked out. Yeah. You would be an absolute moron, an imbecile to not think that you know, there's a little risk involved when your kid is playing a high contact sport like football.
Well, yeah,
and
but when,
you hear the stories. The stories are difficult to hear because there are kids that get badly injured. It happens occasionally. So, but the discipline.
When Robert
of it,
was growing up, I mean, there's always a risk. When I got Robert.
Not, he didn't play football, though, Rob. There's a big difference.
When he got into competitive shooting at age 6, I thought there was always a danger.
He could do that. That's that would be less dangerous with supervision than.
Depends on where you're standing.
We are playing Cape Coral. Or as Jimmy Cerrito, who might be on the show tomorrow, says Cape Coral. And the book on these kids, every parent on the sideline is talking about size. That these kids in the 12 and under, 12 years old and under division,
right.
And I'll stop saying 12U because people don't know what I'm talking about when I do. These kids apparently look like they should be out in the parking lot driving up in their Dodge Challengers and smoking cigarettes. That's how big last year's kids were compared to the 12U. They were huge.
Is it like when they bring in, as they say, an out-of-towner into the Little Leagues?
It's like in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
You know,
when the kid says they just fly him in for games. But I'll never forget. It was against Cape Coral where my kid said, Dad, I was kind of afraid to tackle number 36. And I totally understand it because the kids are.
Because he was Forrest Whitaker?
He was not necessarily super tall,
right.
But he was thick.
Yeah.
And he was strong, and he was a running back. And you get a full head of steam, and you got these little featherweights that are trying to tackle him. But getting back to the whole discipline thing.
Please, yes.
That's what I enjoy about it. I love the idea of his participation in this for a discipline level and for a physical fitness level. And to see the coach rave out because they're not doing so, he's preparing them. Better than I've ever seen him in any little league thing. I love it. I love sports. I love being a part of it. It's a lot of fun.
I'm going to say something now that you're going to hate, but I see it and I understand it. And I got a lot of that also when I was involved in theater. Don't hate. Because, I didn't do sports, so I can't relate to that.
God.
I can't relate. God. But, Mike, you did theater as well. Don't you understand that the same principles
I never
apply?
Compared. I did. I was, Rob, I was somewhat of a Renaissance man. I did theater and sports.
Yes, of course. Well, he's a doctor and a lawyer.
Just wasn't your thing called theater sports?
Oh, Mike, we did legitimate theater as well, but theater sports was an improv
team. But weren't they always the way your formative years?
Right.
In your formative years, didn't they try to convince all of you theater kids that it was somehow an athletic pursuit?
No,
Then why did they call it theater sports?
Because it was a competition that was rewarded with medals a la the Olympics. But thank you. I medaled, Mike. I won some individual awards, but leave theater sports
out of
it.
What did you medal in theater sports?
Best comedian one night, best supporting one night, I believe.
And would they have a full? Was it an improv show? Is that
it was?
Did you have lines that you delivered? Was it
Mike? Close your eyes if you can and imagine. The year is 1988, and Fairfax County is a bustling hub of academic excellence, and all the high schools in Fairfax County had the opportunity to put together a team of improv artistes, and
so
four times
improv.
A year. It was. But, Mike, what I was talking about before is the fact that when you do a legitimate show, people are reliant on you, and you have to live up to what they expect.
How many medals did you win?
We medaled all, I think, 8, because we medaled every time that we competed.
Well, wait a minute. You would compete against other schools?
Yeah, and we'd meet.
Was there any school that was a rivalry?
Hayfield was very good. Hayfield High School was very good, but we were over and all the best. And what was great is I
heard
got
that
on-
you were when you would win your medals, you were a gracious winner.
You lost again.
That's me all over. But
Hayfield.
We were very good, and I was lucky that I came in my junior year onto the team, and we already had a lot of really solid people on the team. But you know my buddy Brad, right?
Yeah.
We've discussed
this.
Very
funny guy.
He graduated.
Also kind of a big guy like you, right?
Well, I'm getting to that. Is that when he graduated, that's when I was when I got onto the improv team. Because if you only have five members, you need one of each. And we needed a new fat guy. And I was the fat guy. So I came into a team that was pretty well set. And you have ideas going in, but there's no lines. There's nothing.
We think of Rob as good Rob and bad Rob.
All right. But...
So theater sports.
Theater sports. And so you'd come out and there would be different challenges, right?
I was talking about Pop Warner football, and suddenly we're on challenges. And would there be judges?
Yes, absolutely.
Who would be the judges?
There were three judges. They were normally, I believe, theater teachers from across the county. And then there was a referee. And his name, and I remember this, was Chip Rome. And he was the organizer of theater sports.
Oh, we have Chip. We have.
Oh,
Chip.
We do. Good.
Yeah, we have a clip from Chip. What was his name again?
Chip Rome.
And a teacher, right?
Yes, of course.
Cue the audio from Chip Rome, please.
And what excitement we have today!
You're not far off.
There you go.
He would flag you if you use bad words. He would flag you if the improv wasn't going anywhere. And he wore a referee's shirt. And
that's
he was
the kind of comedy we specialize in: clean, unfunny humor.
And
these are all working for me right now, and you give them to me, so I'm just using them. They're fantastic.
But it was a lot of fun. And then, of course, all of the theater students would gather at a local restaurant and make the server crazy because we're theater students.
Oh,
but there
was
a definite
fun for the server. I bet
that was really fun.
And I bet you were the leader of the pack. I bet there was some 50-year-old lady that's holding down two jobs, that's trying to feed her family, and old blabbermouth Rob comes rolling in just being a pain in the ass with all his and you guys are probably all ordering water and you're just sitting there taking up some coffee, and then you got a bunch of caffeinated kids with the leader of the pack with his giant red head. That's causing all that buzzer. We have to break.
I had hair then, Mike.
I don't know
how
you hijacked this conversation. This was basically
all
me
I'm
talking about
is,
my kid playing football.
All I'm saying is kids need involvement. Bless
right.
their hearts.
That's good. God bless them all. And if you don't love kids.
Real good.
If you don't love kids, I am sorry. There's something wrong with you, ladies and gentlemen.
Here.
We will take a break, and we will come back with more. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. And what was that teacher's name again?
Chip Rome.
Hey, Chip. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Good God.
Did you know Americans pay about twice as much for their wine as the rest of the world? Why?
Why?
Because laws dating back to Prohibition ensure the right of wholesalers to make big margins. That's crazy stuff. So listen up. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a box of the market's best quality wines, and I can tell you I've had them, they are, and you get them for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time, so just because you've got a summer trip coming up doesn't mean you can't enjoy Naked Wines before and after that much-needed vacation.
True.
Go to nakedwines.com/TMOS and click Enter Voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then you enter the TMOS for both the code and the password. I should say it the right way. Enter
yes.
TMOS, not the TMOS. Then it would be the Mike O'Mara Show.
Kind of like Jeb Bush is Jeb Bush. J-E-B Bush. Yeah,
Bush.
Yeah, Bush.
Bush. What would Rome say about that? Nick
He'd
Rome.
He'd flag me. Nick Rome. No. Chip Rome.
Chip Rome.
Yes.
Then enter TMOS for both the code and password to get six bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. NakedWines.com/TMOS and use the code and password TMOS to grab six bottles for just $39.99. NakedWines.com/TMOS, code and password TMOS for $100 off your first six bottles. Cheers!
Hey, look, the Kraken is wearing a referee shirt.
When change happens, the nature of this business is you think about different things. And hearing you speak so lovingly about your days as an improv comedian.
I did love it.
I would I'm in the back of my mind before we do the roundtable here. I'm thinking about the chance of perhaps creating a segment around you that would be Rob Spiewak's improv.
I'd love to do it.
You would? Okay.
Yes, of course.
Perhaps
you know
we
what?
Could, yes.
For example, when we used to do Dolores in a much, much different world, when we did Dolores Dials for Transvestites.
Yes.
I would ask people before I came on for the essential what we do in improv, variables, things that I needed to work into the conversation in order to make. And that was something that I loved doing.
Well, like I mean, I mean, look, the way it works in our business is it's never good. And I'll get to the roundtable here in a second.
Please.
But this is seriously behind the scenes. That when things change, you open up other doors to explore content. And on that level, as much as it's painful to go through a change, sometimes doors open when that happens creatively, which you have to think. It's gone from three guys down to two guys. We're going to have guests periodically, but essentially it's Mike and Rob. And we've been working together for a million years. We know our strengths. We know our weaknesses. But the idea of doing this, and especially when you mentioned that old bit we used to do way back when on the Don and Mike show,
right,
might be kind of fun to do that. And I think I know the way I would want to do it. It's kind of a Rob Spiewak's version of Whose Line Is It Anyway? I would not be involved. I would simply be the straight man to your improv guy. So we will see.
We'll explore that.
Let's try to do that maybe next
while
week.
We're on the topic, here's a selfish request to everyone within the sound of my voice, because I know a lot of our listeners are in the Northern Virginia area and probably roughly my age. If anyone remembers anything about Chip Rome or theater sports, send me a note. I'd love to know if you studied under Chip or what you remember about him. Because I never, you know, all he was a ref to me. But if you remember that, and that would have been in the era of the late 80s, early 90s.
Do you
so
keep
shoot me
plugged
a note.
In outside of your buddy Brad? Do you keep plugged into a multitude of people that you went to high school with?
We have actually. Because
you live there. You still live in the area.
Yeah,
I don't.
We have a theater group on Facebook that has probably 50 of us in it.
Okay, so you're totally plugged in.
Yeah, and it was a really, I've talked about it with other people, and we've gone and seen high school plays, and we've pretty much decided maybe it's the silver glistening of memories, but we were a pretty special group. We did some really good shows then.
That's so
we had
pathetic.
A lot of fun. What's that?
That's so pathetic.
Well, it is. That's what I got.
No, you know why, right? You're going what? To high school productions and say we were better than those kids?
Well,
that
I wasn't better than
so
Julia.
Sad.
I haven't been to one in a long time. I haven't been to one
sad.
In a long time. Well, you so know, if you're better, you're better.
Well, you are something else. You are bringing me joy today, brother.
But anyway, oh yeah, if God. You remember any of that stuff, we're
boy, I can hardly hear that kid in row 7. Boy, boy Rob,
called,
you wouldn't have been that weak-voiced. That's for
called
sure.
projection.
Yeah, I get it. Hey, look, I've been
so
to public school
me.
Productions.
Yeah.
I remember Catherine's. Oh, my God. When they stand up and you can hardly hear them in the second row, much less the seventh row.
I know.
But, you know, I wouldn't be there with like 50
one of the
of my
greatest
friends.
Things, Mike, you'll appreciate this, I think, briefly. Our theater teacher up until my junior year was named Mrs. Fiedler, and she'd been there forever. And she had put up a really good budget because, you know, the ticket sales were good, and she would roll money over and roll money over, and she had a lot of money. And when she
of course
knew she
the
was,
ticket sales were good. You were the kids. You were the you were the best incarnation of the Magruder people. You were Magruder, right? Were you?
No,
Magruder?
Madison.
Madison. You were the
your
best.
Your other partner was Magruder.
Dom was Magruder. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was
but,
last
so
in Mary
she
High
had,
School.
She had a lot of money in the budget, and when she knew she was retiring, she blew it all on one show. She rented costumes from New York, had scenery shipped in.
God bless her.
Mike, it was great. It was My Fair Lady, and you would have.
She's still
loved
with us?
It. Yes. As a matter of fact, I emailed with her not too long ago.
No, I'm jealous. I'm envious. And when you get a little longer in the tooth, I'm sure you may experience what I've experienced, because I still have two Facebook groups that I'm connected with. One is the Class of 77. From,
the other is the Insurrection Group.
The other is the Proud Boys, which I'm active on both. No, the other one is the McDowell Terrace website, which
that's
is the
fun.
Dorm floor.
Yeah.
That's how great a floor it was in a dorm. Mm-hmm. It's actually got its own website, and I'm connected with both those things. Two problems with it.
Okay.
For the McDowell Terrace one, It's been, I don't want to say hijacked, but it's been primarily dominated by kids that are, yeah, kids, adults that were after I graduated.
Okay.
Post-1981 people. And unfortunately.
I wonder why that is.
I don't track. What do you mean? Why? Why? Oh, death. No, but, oh, God. It's Sorry. So sad when you
it
think
is,
about
though.
It.
It is, though. Yeah.
And on the class of 77, before we start, first of all, yes, we have started dying.
I'm sorry to bring it up.
It's the truth. But so I you know. Got to be realistic about it.
I know.
And it goes with your reunions. They normally start at, what, 10,
yeah.
25, and then you get 50.
Yeah.
But what happens is you go from... I would describe it as still hot,
mm-hmm.
right? When you see, hey, wow, that person looks good. Then the next one, it's like, well, they still look okay. Then it becomes, then slowly and surely, you march towards unrecognizability.
Yeah, that's why they do the badges.
There are posted, there are posts on my website that connects me to my high school where I look now and I have. I'll see the name. I'll have a vague recollection of the name,
yep.
and then I cannot recognize the person at all.
See, don't Mike, that's mine from the 30th.
There it is. John Candy lives.
I know. Very sad, right?
That's exciting.
I think in our class, we're about to have 35 years, and I think we've got two hot girls left.
Really? Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, I mean, but I mean, on a high school, how many in a class of, how big was your class?
5'10".
It's if it's not really 5'10", that's huge.
It is big.
That's
yeah.
big compared to mine. You know, what do you have? A dozen? Both yeah. men and women that are good looking?
Yeah,
know?
And then some of them let themselves go. It's a long time.
Okay,
I tell you who looks good is all the theater people.
The theater, yeah, of course. The best looking. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner's 15-year-old daughter, Serafina Rose, now goes by Finn Affleck. It's not clear how Finn identifies, but the media has been using they-them pronouns in their coverage. Finn introduced themselves by their new name during a funeral service for Jennifer's father, William Jack Garner. I know enough about Jennifer Garner to know she was extremely close to her mom and dad, and I feel
yeah.
sad that she lost her dad. Here's what they said in the coverage. They said, quote, hello. They said this. I'm sorry. Please forgive
that's
me.
Right.
I'm not doing it the right way. They said, that's the way I'm supposed to say this.
Finn
they
said,
said quote, hello, my name is Finn Affleck, before reading a brief Bible verse. Finn wore a suit and a buzz cut hairstyle. Not sure why that is news, but I think it's, I found it a little educational with the pronouns.
I like it. And you know what? It, regardless of how she identifies or how they identify, forgive me, that's a cool name. Serafina's cool and Finn is a cool name. So
yeah,
good for them.
I love it. I love it. My, yeah. my son's got a friend, Finn. So that's
yeah.
Very cool. Sylvester Stallone has been accused of creating a toxic environment on the set of his Paramount Plus TV show, Tulsa King, a show that I watched, and I
yes,
think I talked
remember.
About it here, and I liked it, but I didn't stick with it. This happened, I guess they shoot it in Atlanta, season 2, currently in production. Sly apparently complained about the extras, quote, effing being effing ugly. He would also call people names and laugh at them, like tub of lard, and fat guy with a cane. I didn't pre-read this.
You know, Mike, tub of lard is really an old school insult. I don't
I'm
even know what
I'm not
going
to do a scene if we got the fat guy with the cane.
Does anyone even know
work.
What a tub of lard is anymore?
Tub of lard. Well, he's 70 plus, so
I know.
Get it.
Yeah, I bet he's got a lot of good looking people left from his high school.
He asked for pretty young girls to be around him instead.
Hey, excuse me, Adrian, can you get the fat guy with the cane out of my sight and bring over a hot girl?
Apparently, it was so uncomfortable and toxic that even a casting director resigned. The director of Tulsa King denies that Sly insulted anyone on set. He says the casting director improperly hired... Oh, okay, this means it might be true.
Yeah.
The casting director improperly hired older actors when they asked for 25 to 35-year-olds to be in a hip young bar.
How are we supposed to be in an effing hip bar when you got a guy over here, some tub of lard with a cane.
Come you on. Know, it was the great Sylvester Stallone who once said, and I quote, "Don't ignore the balls." So I think that you need to listen to your talent to make them happy.
The denials from the director are not holding water because the director says Sly never asked for pretty girls because his wife Jennifer Flavin was there the whole time. That doesn't change anything.
No.
He could still do that.
I think that would his wife would be the favorite actress of Jerry Lewis. Jennifer Flavin.
Flimmins Flinging. Flavinson. Slave of climbing, please.
He asked for young hip people. They brought him Burt Young. What well, can you do?
Yeah. Let's since we're doing all young people in the news today, let's move on to Twisted Sister. Twisted Sister has lain dormant for 8 years, and they never intended to get back together. Damn it.
I know.
But they might not be able to resist for much longer. Dee Snider says, quote, "As a result of all the bands retiring and dying, the offers get bigger and bigger for the holdouts to come back."
Who's offering him anything?
I think that they are iconic.
They have two hit records.
Doesn't matter. You know they because of the look, because Dee Snider had the look and music videos, the early music videos.
He was in Pee-wee's Big Adventure singing Burning Hell. Yeah.
So at some point, Dee Snider says, you got to say, well, how can I say no to that? Says he and the other band members are having, quote, some very general discussion just in case the offers reach the can't refuse level. So if you happen to be a Twisted Sister fan.
I thought he was okay financially because of his brother Dan.
Snider?
Yes.
No, he's on hard times too. That's a Washington Commanders joke.
Sad times.
From a theater kid right there.
Hey.
The makers of, and Rob will love this story. Now we have a story just for you. This
okay.
is just for you.
Thank you.
Because I know you'll be happy. The makers of Scrabble
Great
say
game.
That younger folks find the game to be too intense. I'm not a Scrabble guy. Don't know
what?
Enough about it. They say it's too intense, so they have just released a new version, which is supposed to be more collaborative and accessible. I am not a Scrabble guy, so I don't know what they're talking about. This new game is called Scrabble Together, Rob, and it's a lot different. In this version, players team up to complete actual mutual goals, like play a word containing two of the same consonant, play a word containing at least two different vowels, and complete a vertical word. What say you?
I say this is stupid. Scrabble is one of the most perfectly designed games there is, and it's not intense. As a matter of fact, it's very calming. It depends who you're playing with. I mean, if you're playing with a
strategist,
but it's
competitive, right? You against another person.
Well, yeah, and there's two really styles of play. There's the defensive that tries to keep the board tight, or there's someone that will go out and really, you know, get a good scoring word, well scoring word, but open up the board. And the magic is to find. But
do you know why this show is going to track with people today? I'm going to offer you a compliment here.
Thank you.
The show is going to track today because this is we're getting a lot of the real Rob. We're getting really the inner cookie of you today on the show. And I know the listeners are going to love that. I say that to you free of any hesitation, but I also will top it off with the fact that it makes me a little nauseous.
No, I
understand. But, you know, good luck with you on that.
I love playing Scrabble, love playing it with my daughter. I've played it growing up. It was a big game in our family. We actually had the custom Scrabble board that had a Lazy Susan under it.
Okay.
So you could turn the board and the slots for the letters. This is stupid. I mean, this is not the same game. Selcho and Ryder, they will spin in their graves. Mike, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What? An exec for the company says the new game brings people together, including people who think word games aren't for me. So maybe...
How can you collaborate on a word game if you're talking to other people? Your opponents are... Well, there's no opponents. This is stupid.
Think so. It's also,
you have to play a letter.
Calm down. Let me just finish the story. It's also designed for Gen Zers. Their research shows that competitiveness is declining in younger generations. They say younger folks avoid competitive games. Really? In our society, when competition is everything, but by the way, I think that, believe it or not, being a little less competitive might be. Okay, I am hyper competitive. To a fault, I am competitive.
I know.
I don't like that.
That's why you always go on and on about how your high school did better plays than other high schools.
Yes, absolutely. You're competitive as well.
I am in my own way, yeah.
They avoid it, the younger generation, in favor of teamwork and collaboration. I guess that's true. I don't have any evidence.
Yeah, but
to
this is not, I mean, it's for example, football is a collaborative sport. Golf is not.
Golf is not a collaborative. What if football is individual achievement as well as team achievement?
Yeah, okay. Then say, I would say that golf is more individualized than, say, than football.
Yeah, but if you're standing there and the team from the previous game is coming off the field and you see kids with tears streaming down their face,
yeah,
you'll know the competitive fire burns in every human being. But I believe that. I'm not sure about this whole Scrabble BS that they're trying.
What if the Parker brothers or whoever doing this called you
Hasbro?
And said, Hasbro, okay. Mm-hmm. They would say, oh, you're going to continue golfing, but we're going to give you a partner and you're going to collaborate.
It
takes the magic out of the game.
What do you know? You don't know enough about sports. It's a best ball, two-man teams. That happens all the time.
You could alternate hitting the same ball.
It's not that.
Like you would drive and then another guy could chip and then you could putt.
All right.
See, that would ruin it,
right? Now you are giving me a headache. It is called two-man teams, best ball of two players, which means that you play the hole with your own ball, but the best score is the score you take between the two players. There's nothing more collaborative than that.
Well, no, that's two people individually playing golf.
Team game. It's collaborative because you don't go into an area you don't know about. It's two
I know
people.
Scrabble. I know Scrabble.
All right. If we
and
can
you don't
get our
need
hands,
special shoes for Scrabble.
I would work collaboratively with you on this. What's it called? Scrabble Together. I think it would be a fun exercise for you and I to do that. Right. You know, no. God knows we're down a teammate, you know,
yes.
We got to figure out all the ways to make this show interesting. We can.
If we collaborate, that's both of us. There's no one to play against.
Yeah, but we're not playing against anybody. It's a collaborative endeavor.
I think it's going to be really good. After you use two vowels in a word, they're going to teach you how to
Scrabble
wipe.
Together comes with the original version on the other side of the board. So
well,
we can play it either way. Yeah. I don't know if I really want to play the regular Scrabble, though. That would be watching grass grow. One caveat, the new version is only available in Europe for now. It's
well, let's go to Europe.
It's in Europe. It's being put out by Mattel, which owns rights overseas. Scrabble is controlled by Hasbro in the U.S. and Canada, and it's unclear if they plan to follow suit, so I don't even know why.
It'll be here. Do you ever play Words with Friends?
No, I'm not a big game player. I don't, except for Trouble.
I know you love your Trouble.
I love Trouble, because Trouble's stupid like me. So I know you look down on Trouble. I know.
I love all board games.
All right, finally today, a woman has been sentenced to 7 years in prison after admitting cutting off her lover's penis by tricking him into thinking she was going to perform a sex act on him. The 38-year-old was handed her jail sentence after striking a last-minute deal with prosecutors at the start of her trial at a court in Barcelona yesterday. This happened in Spain. She convinced her partner, also her boss, nothing good can happen with that.
That's no good, no.
This is how she did it.
Yes, thank you. Here it
she
comes, folks.
Convinced the boss and lover to cover his eyes with a napkin after promising to give him that special favor.
El napkin.
This is dark. Claims that she didn't want him to look because it made her feel embarrassed. So I would imagine perhaps she'd never done this, maybe. But I don't know. I'm speculating. The victim comes from Bangladesh. Where is the napkin I can put on my face? Where he has a wife and children.
Mike, this is twisted and dark.
Wow. And he has been identified only. I am not making this up.
That's
I am
fine.
Sharing it. Do not send a letter. He has been identified only as Abdul.
Of course.
He is still waiting for a prosthesis down there.
So they were not able to save.
Apparently
anything.
Not. That's not like sad. With other people that maybe get it put on ice.
Yeah.
Prosecutors believe his mistress could have acted out of jealousy because he was planning to return to Bangladesh. That's delayed now until he gets it fixed.
Well, you know, when he goes to Bangladesh, watch out if he has a carry-on.
Yeah, yeah. But he's also participating in a clothing line.
Oh, he is?
Yes. This just popped into my head. It's a bad joke. Members what? Only. Anyway, that's it. We got to take a break. When we come back, yes. When we come back, the grossest thing your partner does, or hard-boiled eggs. I know what we're going to do first. This spring, get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with an electric e-bike. With an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, it's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Plus, every electric e-bike ships free and only requires quick, tool-less assembly.
I've seen this, Mike. It arrives and you essentially unfold it and it's ready to go. You don't even have to charge it.
It'd be great for that guy. Tool-less assembly would be great for that guy from Bangladesh.
Move forward, please.
Electric e-bikes have tool-less assembly. Starts at $799 with the XP Lite. You can save on gas, parking, maintenance. Financing starts as low as $49 per month. Plus, data shows that e-bike riders take their bike out more often, meaning more exercise, exploration, and fresh air. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. And please mention the Mike O'Mara Show sent you in the post-checkout survey. That's electricebikes.com. We'll get to the gross thing in a second. But, Rob, you brought this to me. Let me just say before you go, because this is your story, I'm not bringing it to the show today. Does this involve shaking?
No. It doesn't.
Oh, it's another hard-boiled story. I might share with you the one that I remember, but go ahead. You've got hard-boiled egg news. And who doesn't?
This is revolutionary. Mike, this is revolutionary. I only regret I was not able to bring this to our fair listenership before Easter.
Okay.
But it's good all year round because who doesn't love a deviled egg, egg salad, all of those things are great. How do you hard-boil an egg? If I were to task you with hard-boil an egg
what would you do? I can't give you it's so rare that I do it, and I'm not involved in it.
It's
that
a
much.
Special occasion when you
but I will bring you I want you to tell your thing, and then I'll tell you what I saw online just the other day.
Okay.
That I thought was pretty cool. I don't do it enough, but I think you throw them in water, then you rinse them under cold water, then you tap them and you peel them. That's the way I would do it.
For years I've used what is known in cooking circles as the Julia Child method. And that is pretty good. And that is, in essence, you
putting
put
it
the-
down there after you boil it. I mean, after it cools, because you can't. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mike.
I'm taking the egg boiled to perfection, and I'm cooling it. Then I'm letting it sit and rest.
That's not it.
Between my pillows.
You put the eggs in a pan, you cover them with water, you bring to a boil, turn off the stove, cover it, wait 12 minutes, ice it. It's perfectly boiled.
How long do you ice it for?
Until the pain goes away.
No, really. How long do you ice it?
No,
how long do you leave it in the ice bath?
Just until it's cool to the touch, because you just want to shock the cooking from stopping.
All right.
But the problem with this is it's a perfectly cooked egg, but they can be hard to peel. Fresher eggs are even harder to peel because the membrane is still stuck to it. Mm-hmm. So this new method,
nothing
you
like
steam
a sticky
them.
Membrane.
Mom, Mike, you steam
don't.
Them.
You don't need to last word me. Don't last word me.
You steam them.
What do you mean you steam them?
You get a steamer, like a basket steamer, or some pots have a built-in steamer.
Okay. All right.
And you bring the pot to a boil again. Yep. And this is good because it's faster. Water boils faster when there aren't eggs in it. You bring that water to a full boil.
And it's less water, right, for the steam.
Exactly, enough to generate steam. A
couple of inches.
Put your basket in, cover it tight, and let it steam for 11 and a half minutes. Then pour them into not ice water, just a big bowl of room temperature cool water.
Okay.
And when they are cool enough to handle, you can peel them. You can peel them under the spigot. You can peel them in that bowl. Mike, they jump out of the skins. I have done this with old eggs. I've done this with fresh eggs. Mike, it is a game changer. And it is so easy to peel these eggs that you will, it'll blow your mind. It's fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Rob Spiewak Show right now.
I know. All this right. has been taking an odd turn. And I'm Mike, share I hate with to you, say this to you, the capper on this story, it is Alton Brown's method.
Okay.
But it works. Right. And I also farmed it out to my mom. I said, try this.
All right.
And she said, they peel so easy. What's yours? Okay.
And look, if you're talking about a steamer, you're talking about shaving a little time off it.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily care as much about the time as I do getting the eggs out of the thing. And I love,
right.
there's nothing. And by the way, when you're on a protein diet, there's nothing better than eggs in whatever form you want to have them. And so I'm all down with that. But I reiterate to you, and I don't want to get into an argument, but I will share with you that Alton Brown reminds me, Rob, of golf teachers. There are multiple golf teachers. A guy, I hate to, you know, put him down because he's very famous, but David Ledbetter, a guy that literally, I think, tries to make things more complicated than they need to be, because where's the content that they have unless they're doing an elaborate thing? And when Alton Brown said to me that you take a rolling pin and you roll out the little legs on the lobster for extra meat, I was done with him. He was officially dead to me.
You earlier in the show said we are aware of each other's strengths and each other's weaknesses.
Yes.
Right? That may be a weakness of Alton's. But
you think he's also a little sanctimonious in his presentation?
I kind of like that because I like the fact
that... Because you're like that a little bit sometimes.
Well,
are you not?
I suppose I am, yes.
And I don't know whether sanctimonious is the right word or arrogant the right word.
Better than thou.
Yeah, it just doesn't resound. But let me get to my egg thing for you, okay? So this one was, I think if I got it right, you boil it. You maybe put it in until it comes to a boil,
right?
And then you turn it off and you let it sit for a few minutes. I don't know the exact times. Then you put it in the ice water or the ice bath, like a bowl with ice in
sure.
it. And then you take it out and you put it in a jar and it's filled with like half filled with water.
Uh-huh.
And you shake it.
That's going to destroy the shell, though.
It destroys the shell, but
peeling it.
It peels. It fall. It's there's no peeling required. It's just it comes right off. There is no peeling. If you try that method, and I know
will.
I know you eat a lot of eggs.
Mike, dozens.
I want you to give it a shot.
I
want you to try this because I think it would be very, very interesting to do that. I think.
But
it'd be a lot of
fun. I was hesitant to bring this to you because it is an Alton Brown method, but it works and it is faster and simpler. And also
Ooh, I'm
know
Alton
this.
Brown. I'm going to put the camera in the back of the oven so you can see my face when I lean in. Oh,
come on.
Genius.
That's neat. That's
what
neat
a genius.
He
didn't invent that crap.
I
he
know. He's stealing
that.
From Ernie Kovacs.
Is he still a thing? Speaking about competitive, all I see on the Food Network are competition shows.
I know.
Cake wars, this war, that war. Is Alton still? Does he have a regular show?
He has
Good Eats. I remember that.
Yeah, he has a big YouTube presence. He's still writing books and he's touring. And I saw his tour once.
You went to an Alton Brown show?
Yeah, you know what I would say about it?
What?
Watch him on YouTube.
You didn't enjoy the show?
It was okay.
I know you talked about it when you went.
Yeah, it was okay, but as Carrie said that very moment, she says, now I know what it's like to be surrounded by 2,000 of Rob's people.
Yeah.
And even I felt
absolutely.
That. So
yeah. Well, I went with, remember my buddy Mark Silverstein?
Yeah.
Who used to work at the Food Network, had a show on the Food Network for a while. Mm-hmm. Really funny guy, one of the funniest guys I know. And he got us tickets to go see Rachel Ray and to go backstage. And I think she was at the Kennedy Center. That's where they did it. And you realized, you went to see Alton in D.C., obviously.
Yeah, it was at the National Theater.
And you realized that D.C., you know, the TV viewing,
everybody
wants to be. Did you get any kind of backstage connections when you went to see Alton?
We paid cash and got tickets. So.
You know, this is a typical D.C. thing where everybody is the VIP.
Yes.
And we had a chance to go back. And this is way back when Rachel Ray was at
hot.
The beginning of her career. I didn't want to say that.
No, I meant hot in the sense of like
hot as
of
far
the
as
moment.
Popular.
Exactly. She's always been lovely.
And we went backstage, and I'm not a backstage person that much. I don't dig the meet and greets unless people are coming to meet me. That's my ego out of control. Sorry, but that's just the way it works. You want to come back and say hi, I'll meet you all day long.
Mike, the next time you're playing the Kennedy Center, we'll make sure the people get to you.
It was probably 100 people backstage.
Yeah.
And everybody just tripping over themselves to elbow somebody out of it. It was
And
gross.
She's annoyed. It's a bad situation for the talent, bad situation for the fans.
Mark's married to a TV anchor lady that's since retired, but she was there, and I'm like, I said, guys, thank you for making the effort. See ya. Wouldn't want to be a, I just said it was too much. It was absolutely too much. So I decided, no, don't want to deal with that at all. So I don't like that whole
Mike,
idea
that's why
of the foodies.
With Rachel Ray, I subscribe to her OnlyFans.
Yeah, good for her. She's looking better than ever. We have to take a break. And,
short arms.
Try it yourself. Boil the egg in or steam the egg. Put it in an room temperature water. I like yours. Believe it or not, I like yours better than mine. Because it does involve that pesky third step that
I'm going to try that third step.
Very good. We'll take a break, and we will come back with gross things right here on the Michael Miller Show. Discovering quality kids' clothes just got easier because Caden Lane has cracked the code. Founded in 2005 by a single mom with a passion for creating better and cuter clothes, accessories, and keepsakes, Caden Lane is on a mission to make moms' lives easier. Caden Lane is more than just hype. They have over 70,000 five-star reviews and millions of satisfied customers experience softness like never before and add personalization that makes Caden Lane the ultimate gift. Already thinking about summer? Caden Lane's new swim collection is here for worry-free fun in the sun. Keep your little one's sensitive skin safe with their UPF 50+ sun protection swimwear. And the Color Me pajamas allow kids to color their own PJs. This is the brand you've been waiting for. Caden Lane is your one-stop shop for all your newborn, infant, and toddler apparel. Head to cadenlane.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 20% off your order. Once again, that's cadenlane.com/TMOS for 20% off, and make sure you use the promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you. Thank you to Caden Lane. We appreciate your business. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. People on social media are talking about, I don't have a trip attribution here, so I don't know who did it, who did the survey. They are talking about the grossest things their partner does that they have just come to accept. Mm-hmm. I will say anything I do gross is never accepted by my partner, so I don't have acceptance.
Well, you're essentially newlyweds.
Right. I'll go 10 to 1 on this one. And these are just random quotes from people.
All right.
This is attributed to the wife or the girlfriend. She poops without closing the toilet door. What say you?
I say that is not okay, especially in a young relationship, but being married nearly 27 years, it goes both ways. And she has as well.
You don't regularly, though, do you?
It's not a habit, but sometimes the urgency strikes.
I make a point to, more often than not, close the door, but I'd be lying if I said I've never done that.
Well, what'll happen is in the morning in the master bed, the bathroom that is connected, if she's in there doing her hair or something and I've got to go, we're going to be a part of it.
Now, here at the estate, one of the true perks in this home, which is not a massive home. This house is 2,400 square feet. It's like so many houses down here. It's a production house.
Yeah.
There's a song back in the 60s, I think, they all lived in little ticky-tackies, and they all looked the same. That's kind of what my neighborhood is. Mm-hmm. You've been here, right?
Yeah.
You've seen it. I don't have a massive home.
No, it's lovely. The manicured lawns are gorgeous, but they are house.
And they're small. And the one perk, and this was the numero uno selling point on this house, is that because so many people in Florida have pools, they added in the small home a bathroom at the very back of the house that would serve as the kind of like the pool bathroom where people would come in, not a really a cabana, and it's got plenty of space, but that's really what it was. Well, that also serves to be and this is what Mrs. O'Mara got excited about, the his and her bathrooms. Mine being the tiny, you know, where you there's enough room for me back there.
Yeah.
But I'm fine because it's got a small shower too. But she's got the bigger one so that we have the benefit of having our own. So I don't have to really deal with that. And the only time I've probably left the door open is when, you know, it's a surprise and I don't know if she's going to roll in there. But most of the time.
I thought you were going to surprise her.
No.
Look what I'm doing.
She, on the other hand.
Yeah.
And I think I have this on good authority. I am reasonably sure that she knows because she has to go in, take a right, take another right, and go back into the corner. I think she does it more than I do it. I won't tell you how I can discover that because it would be gross. Number nine.
Yes.
He sometimes eats while using the bathroom. This one to me, I'm kind of grossed out by.
I've never done that. I've never done that.
You have never had food in your mouth when you've gone in there? You have never been chewing something?
No.
As your wife?
I don't think so. I've brought a drink in, you know, but that's like at a restaurant or a nightclub or something like that. You bring a drink in, but I've never had food in the bathroom.
Number eight is his dog sleeps in bed with him, and the dog regularly pees in the bed. If it's regular, it's disgusting. We sleep with our dog, with Winslow, and
yeah.
Winslow has had, on a rare occasion, a problem. And Frankie, God bless him, at the end of his life, had more of a problem.
But Frankie would just be like a tablespoon. Not much.
Yeah, but it was nasty.
Either dog has urinated in our bed. And I think if one time it happened, it would be a deal breaker.
All right, I think that would end it. Okay. This is number seven. She sucks her tea bags dry. Gross.
That is gross.
That would gross. What the? Isn't it like turbo bitter if you
it would
do
be
that?
Crazy bitter, and I drink tea every morning, but I don't do that. I promise you that.
These are cool. I like the list here because it's unique and it's quirky. Number six, she mixes M&Ms and Skittles in a bowl and eats them together.
Wrong.
That would bug
wrong,
me too.
Wrong.
Yeah, I know
wrong,
that. I knew you would
wrong.
Be passionate about that one. That is nasty. Number five, she nearly dies from choking on stringy cheese every time she eats a mozzarella stick. She never, ever learns. I've never had the problem with that.
No, I haven't either. But I did see something online that entertained me. It said, if you go up to someone and said, hey, how would you like 8 string cheeses? No. How would you like an order of mozzarella sticks? Okay.
Very good. Number four, we got to get through these because we're running late.
Yes, please,
please. Forcefully gags himself when brushing his teeth to remove phlegm. Gross! Nasty. That's horrible.
I clear my throat extraordinarily heavily to get the phlegm out.
So
I
it's
will
nasty
do that.
And it's
it
loud.
It is nasty,
and, it's
and I know she doesn't care for it. Yeah.
Number three, she bites huge cartoonish chunks out of cheese we have in the fridge. That's nasty.
That's stupid.
Number two, he leaves used Q-tips everywhere. Horrible.
That's not okay. No.
And number one, he picks his teeth. I don't think these are, you know, particularly ranked. He picks his teeth with the point of a knife. It's not really gross, but the sound of metal against teeth makes me cringe. There you go.
No, that's a no good. I don't.
Very good. We got to take a break. We got a flip side coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I know we're having a fun day when I lose my place in the show and I realize we're much later than we were. We will return with the flippy sidey right here. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. And while we're taking a break, I'll go get my knife to pick my teeth. We'll be
right
back.
Sound of the metal, Mike.
Are you ready to shed 26% of your weight? I have to tell you, I've done that. I've passed that. I'm excited about that. We call Tuesday in the O'Mara household shot day because I get my shots that
day. Have you actually figured out your percentage?
I have not. I am at the 85-pound mark, and I have been flat there for a while.
That's a good place to be, though.
Religious, but I am now ready to cruise into another level of weight loss, and I'm excited about it. If you want to go to dermglowskin.com, you can take a quiz. Experienced doctors will prescribe the right medication, and it's this easy. Your weight loss solution will be delivered directly to your doorstep. They've got the stocks. A lot of people don't. Why do I sound like Regis? They've got the stocks. A lot of people don't. Well, then fine. Then you're connected with well-supplied doctors. You eliminate the delays. People have rave reviews. They see things like it's life-changing. It's like finding the cure for the common cold. My entire life, I've been battling this.
Yeah.
And to me, it's one of the greatest things ever. I love the fact that I am 85 pounds down. Click the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com and kick off the best journey of your life, ladies and gentlemen, because with DermGlow, you can do it!
Hello.
Sorry for leaving you.
That's all right.
The flip side.
I have a couple of tapes to entertain you, and I was doing some math, Mike. If you're down 85 pounds, you've lost 3% of your body weight.
That's it. Absolutely. Isn't that amazing? It's really, really amazing. I can now actually fit into the car.
Bless your heart.
Thank you.
Mike, this goes to North Carolina. Are you still taking your news from WITN?
You know, they're great, and especially when they put on the corn news about when the corn's going to be freshest at your grocery store.
This is not corn news, though. This is a lady who has been experiencing some... really some weird and unexplained vandalism on her car. I think it's a Toyota Avalon.
Okay.
And they finally figured out what was up. Let us go now to our news team and figure out what the deal is.
An elderly woman is talking to us after police say a man was arrested for using her car to sexually please himself for 3 years.
Bailey Bachover is live in the studio now with the details. Bailey?
Yeah, Dave Courtney, police use the word mechanophilia to describe the behavior of a man they say they caught on camera.
Yeah.
That's a sexual attraction to machines or vehicles. The owner of the car says the pieces of this several year mystery started to come together when she took her car to the shop multiple times and it was suggested that someone was doing something on it they shouldn't have
been.
Yes,
very true. There it is, hot.
82-year-old Carolyn Taylor of Kinston says it was a couple of years ago when she started noticing fluid underneath her burgundy 2008 Toyota Avalon and thought something was wrong with her car. Turns out that Kinston police believe that the fluid was from this man, 52-year-old Walter McCray, who engages in mechanophilia, or a sexual attraction to machines or vehicles.
I thought something was happening from under the hood of my car.
Certainly.
Because... whenever he'd come up here, he'd probably urinate all over the hood of the car, and it would run all down, and I thought it was something coming from under the hood. I took my car to the shop 3 times.
Yeah. A warrant against McCray says that on several occasions, McCray also climbed on the hood of Taylor's car for sexual gratification. Taylor says this has been going on for 3 years.
That's a longer relationship than most people can do. 3 years is not
bad. So I thought, did you, like me, think it was at the back of the car and not on the hood of the car?
Mike, there, I think that the WITN Action News team are noticeably vague. There was obviously some urine involved, but they just kept saying fluids. So who knows?
And Mechanophilia was one of my radio partners back in my early career. It was the Mike and Mechanophilia show.
Wasn't that a bad breakup?
Yeah, we're out of time, Rob. We
Okay, then let's close with this. Comic Neil Brennan has a word for crypto investors. He's not involved in this.
My issue with crypto is everyone who told me about crypto had never spoken about finances before, ever. It's like, weren't you a DJ 3 weeks ago? Why are you telling me? Social media makes everybody think they have to be cool. Certain people, I don't want cool, right? I don't want a cool finance guy. I don't want a cool lawyer. I don't want a cool doctor. I want my doctor to be like, bro, I saw your x-rays. They were so sketch. Like, I don't want it. I have important things in my life. You know who I want in charge of them? Dorks. Here's what I want in charge of my important things. Oily skin, bad clothing, no eye contact, just a touch of Asperger's. Just a touch.
Just a touch, Mike. Just a touch.
That's awesome. I love that. We got to get out of here. Thanks for listening to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. And by the way, speaking of hip language, okay, when I say throwing shade, I don't think that is anything super modern as far as lingo. Would you
I don't
agree?
Know, Mike. When you say throwing shade, I find it a little sus.
Sus is the only one you have. It's the only one you have, old man. The two old men will be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, on the Mike O'Meara Show. Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
Great and powerful Oz.
Thank you, Oz.
Do you want to say you're welcome?
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Just like we rehearsed it.
I'm enjoying this. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Rob Spiewak and the performance from Oz, This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
I got nowhere else to go!